West Georgia's first news on this Tuesday from the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, the Bowden Red Devils football team on Monday making it three state championships in a row with a 34-14 win over Brooks County. Red Devils trailed by one at the half, and the Bowden defense held Brooks County scoreless the rest of the way. Bowden head coach Rich Finley.
Scoring before half was big, and told our kids, you know, that we had taken their best football for a half. I told them I thought we had played on our heels a little bit, and we were down one. I said, if we'll go out there and play our best, we'll go win the football game. We played our best football of the year in the second half. We got a great community that cheered us on tonight. Great coaching staff, great administration. Our school board does a great job. The county board office does a great job. And our players just play with relentless effort because they love their coaches.
The 2024 champion Red Devils finished the season at 13-2. They are only the 14th football team in GHSA history to win three consecutive state titles. Less than 1 month before Georgia's legislators return to the Gold Dome for the 2025 legislative session, any bills not approved at the end of the 2024 session will not carry over into the new 40-day session in 2025. So new discussions and new bills are likely involving hurricane relief and school safety, according to District 30 State Senator Tim Bearden.
When I was going to school, you could drop the kid off to school and don't have to worry about the things to worry about now. Unfortunately, we've had another school shooting in Wisconsin. So school safety is going to be front and center, making sure that we're giving the schools the ability they need, technology advances. We have to embrace technology on making sure our schools are safe. I think another one that you'll see, of course, will be relief from Hurricane Helene. Our farmers in South Georgia got hit hard again with this hurricane. Our pecan orchards took another hit. Peanuts, cotton, a broad range. The forestry got hit really hard.
And Bearden says immigration will no doubt be part of the discussion in 2025.
I think we're going to have to see what the new Trump administration does, what it's going to look like. Will the administration be looking at states to help on this deportation issue that he's been talking about during the election, which helped him win the election? I think there's going to be a lot of things, especially coming straight out of the gate in January, that we're going to be looking at and discussing, and of course, the state budget, which is the one constitutional thing that we've got to do to make sure it's balanced.
The 2025 legislative session starts on Monday, January 13th. And the Georgia Department of Transportation has awarded $1.17 million to Baldwin Paving Company out of Marietta to add turn lanes on State Route 101, Rockmart Road, at Old Draketown Trail in Carroll County. The expected completion date is March 31st, 2026. I'm Colin Worthington.